We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Have you ever had neighbors that just drive you absolutely crazy? Like maybe they go nuts with the yard art. Well, if that's the case, you're going to love this complaint that we got because she needs to know if you are her kind of crazy. Kelly Cheese has got the email.
Jeff and Jen Show. Ever since summer break started, my neighbors on both sides have kids over at their houses all the time. And I hate these children. I hate hearing them play. I hate seeing their sidewalk chalk on my sidewalk. I hate when their toys end up in my yard. And I especially hate hearing them whining or crying. Does anyone else passionately hate their neighbors? Please tell me someone is my kind of crazy. Thank you, Olivia in Atlanta.
Olivia's just joyless. What is going on?
If she works from home and she is used to having a quiet, peaceful daytime, right? And all of a sudden, you're overrun with brats. And they're just loud and they're doing things like playing.
And laughing. And having fun. And just highlights how miserable she is.
Water balloons and just being joyous while she's trying to do her spreadsheet. You could understand. Now the hate, she maybe has taken it to an 11.
Maybe.
When it shouldn't be. But I want that. This is the easiest my kind of crazy will ever do to get phone calls because I know. No, most people have a neighbor they hate.
All right, if you have a neighbor that drives you nuts, hate is a very strong word.
Which neighbor do you hate of yours, Jen?
I don't have any neighbors that I hate.
If you don't have any neighbors that you hate, that means you're the hated neighbor. So which?
Well, then they must all hate me because I don't hate any of my neighbors.
How about this? You've recently moved. In your old neighborhood, what neighbor did you hate?
The grouchy ones that didn't like children.
Yes.
So I would have hated the Olivia on my street.
Okay, and you did
the
have...
ones that like turned off all their lights and like wouldn't participate in Halloween. And just were like grouchy in general.
Because
there were so many families with young kids and everybody was everywhere all the time. So
didn't you have a neighbor in your old hood that was so grumpy it made someone move?
Yes.
Like the person who shared a property line with them was so sick of their negativity, they went through the trouble of putting a for sale sign in their yard and hiring movers.
They sold their house and moved because the neighbors were so cranky and grouchy and would start fights with them all the time and would just be mean and ugly all the time.
Shanna, my kind of crazy. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
So my neighbors are really into lawn decorations and lawn ornaments. And it's like every month, it's like some new scene on their lawn. And right now they have like a whole extended family of gnomes on their lawn.
Oh my God.
Staring at me.
That's going to be horrifying if you ever come home after drinking.
Or if they ever move.
Yeah, there's definitely been like a close call once or twice with some other scenes. So, some scared moments.
Thank you, Shanna.
Of course.
And good luck with the army of gnomes.
Oh, God. They terrify me. They terrify me to my soul.
I would love to sneak over to her house and paint her neighbors all the gnomes' eyes glow in the dark.
Oh, that would be so, so freaky.
I know.
Or just go rearrange them in different formations every night.
Yes.
So she wakes up in the morning and they're looking at her differently.
Or
slowly take one by one off of the yard and she's like, which one's missing?
Or what if you turn them all around so they just start facing her front door one by one?
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Jocelyn and Mableton, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I was calling.
You're so polite. What neighbor hates you? Because you're so polite.
So my husband and I My husband and I are in an interracial marriage. We have a blended family. And recently we went to our neighborhood swimming pool. It was he and I and the three kids, and we're all excited to be there. And when we got there, we were met by this huge family. So we're waving and saying hello, and they made eye contact with us, you know, and stared for a bit, and then they looked away, and they never said anything to us while we were there.
Was the family,
but
when
the
you
word, but passionately dislike neighbors like that.
Was the family like in black and white, like they were right out of the 50s?
Yes.
You know, and they like time traveled.
The mom wore stockings and heels to the pool.
Yes.
Mackenzie in Atlanta.
Hi.
You have a neighbor that hates you, or you hate your neighbor?
I hate my neighbor.
Oh, that's the worst. Why?
So I live in an apartment complex, and like the three guys above me were all named Will. So that was kind of weird, first of all.
That is strange.
Will 1, Will 2, yeah. And Will 3.
Whose apartment is it? The one with the Wills.
Yes, exactly. And so above me, they were loud. I got that. But one day I was walking out, and I had pumpkins smashed all on my front step. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't understand where it came from. And I looked up, and they were all just staring at it. I was like, what happened? They were like, oh, we just wanted to do that. I'm like, why?
We dropped Will the Fourth.
They named their pumpkin Will.
Sam in Snellville, you know you're the bad neighbors.
Yes, my kids are little, and we used to do those blow-up Santa Clauses and snowmen and stuff, and my mama and daddy live next door, and my daddy hated it. He'd say, why do you put all that blow-up crap in the yard? So one year, we drug extension cords across 2 acres of land and put them in his yard. Yes. And my mom said he had had a few beers. He's like, who put those clams in my yard? What are you doing over here? And he never, till the day he died, let us forget that we put clowns in his yard, and they were ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of fun to torment your neighbors if it's your mom and dad.
Right. That doesn't even count. Then it's just family. It's like family rivalry. All right, Jen, here's the one you've been waiting for. This is Lauren. And she's very, very friendly with her neighbors, and they friendly with her as well. Lauren, welcome to My Kind of Crazy and the Jeff and Jen Show.
Okay, so I live in this apartment building, and I love my apartment, but it, like, faces another apartment building. Like, my window looks, like, right into their windows. It's actually their bathroom windows, okay? And
hey.
I have been seeing them take dumps.
Oh, okay.
2 years. And I'm just like, why wouldn't you, like, put curtains up? Like, they've been there for years. Why would you not put curtains on your windows
and
in the bathroom?
They don't have, like, the cloudy glass?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? That tempered glass
that
you can see a figure or a shadow, but you can't see the details.
Right. No. Yeah.
I thought this was going to go in such a sexy direction. And then Lauren has to bring that. I see him take dumps. All right. Well.
I know. I wish it was sexy, too. It's not.
Not at all.
All right.
Gross. So, wait. Do they know that you can see them?
Okay. So, I didn't know. And I've always wondered that. I'm like, maybe they're just, like, blissfully ignorant, like, taking their dumps, having no idea that, like, over here. But the other morning, I had like a bad day the day before, and all I wanted to do was like get up, have my coffee, and sit on the porch. And then here they come, like ready for, I guess they've had their coffee too. You know?
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, you know what? I am staying here. I'm not going to go back inside. This is not fair. I'm going to stick it out and have my coffee on my porch, and I'm just gonna like pretend like they're not there, but it's really hard to. Anyway, then all of a sudden, this guy looks up at me and he waves.
Ah! like mid process, he waves at you.
Like, yeah, he's just like, hi. And I was just like, they know this whole time that I can see them. And then I went inside. I was like, I can't take this right now.
But you know that there's a good chance that they are calling another radio station going, all right, so look, here's the deal. There's a neighbor of mine who watches me take a dump all the time. I can't afford curtains in my bathroom, but I think she would at least go inside. Well, the other day, she waved. I waved at her, and so she knows I can see, but she stayed there.
That's true. They think you're the weirdo. Wow.
I'm like, curtains. Curtains are a thing for this reason.
I think you should, obviously you know their address. I think you should just Amazon Prime them some Venetian blinds today.
That would be great. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, it's crazy.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Lauren.
Yeah.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.